The story of the nation's largest case of municipal embezzlement finally hit the big screen in Illinois with its debut in Dixon. The subject seemed irresistible for a filmmaker. A bottomless well of money, corruption at City Hall, gold-plated extravagance, and horses. But filmmaker Kelly Richmond Pope had another reason for being drawn to the story of Rita Crundwell, Dixon's former comptroller who stole nearly $54 million from her hometown. WNIJ's Susan Stevens explains.
Kelly Richmond Pope didn't take the usual path to becoming a filmmaker. The director of All the Queen's Horses is an accounting professor at DePaul and a behavioral accounting researcher.
So I'm always interested in how a person behaves in a situation with conflict.
That conflict was between Dixon City Clerk Kathy Swanson and City Comptroller Rita Crundwell. Swanson was filling in for Crundwell in 2011 when she discovered a secret bank account. Crundwell funneled tens of millions of Dixon's dollars into that account over two decades, using it to establish herself as one of the world's greatest and most glamorous quarter horse breeders. Swanson went to Dixon Mayor Jim Burke with her discovery, and he contacted the FBI. The two had to continue working with Crundwell as if nothing was wrong for another 6 months while the FBI built its case. In the end, Crundwell was arrested, pleaded guilty to embezzling $53.7 million, was sentenced to nearly 20 years in prison, and had all of her possessions auctioned off. The crowd at All the Queen's Horses' public premiere in Dixon appreciated how Pope put the amount of restitution Crundwell owes into perspective.
This means Rita's restitution is over $100 million. Based on her $65 per month prison salary, it would take her over 120,000 years to pay back the sum.
Pope says Kathy Swanson is the film's hero. She even got to present Swanson with the Ethical Courage Award from the National Association of State Boards of Accountancy during one screening at the historic Dixon Theater. The Chicago-based filmmaker says she was nervous watching the hometown crowd react as they saw her documentary for the first time.
It wasn't about Rita's bad person, remove Rita, she's in jail, and now everything is okay. Everyone played a role in this, and the citizens played a role too, so I didn't know how they were going to feel about the way I felt like I might have been calling them out or the way I even portrayed Dixon. So I was nervous. I was very nervous.
Pope didn't have to worry. She got a great response from the local audience during the two-day run, mixing some humor into a subject Dixon residents haven't found very funny. Like Pope asking finance director Paula Meyer if she was nervous stepping into Crundwell's shoes in city government.
My first thought was, well, really, how can I do any worse? You know, like, wow.
Pope wanted audiences from Dixon to Los Angeles to New York City to see something familiar in this story, to understand that $54 million in fraud can happen anywhere.
I never wanted to portray Dixon as this rural, backwards community. I never wanted to do that. So we were very intentional about how we edited the shots that we took. We wanted it to be portrayed as beautiful as it is. So I think that we represented the town with dignity and the respect that I felt like it deserved.
Pope's personable style, interspersed with lots of easy-to-understand graphics, makes the medicine of fraud prevention go down a little easier.
We wanted to see something that would really focus people and focus people on the municipal level around this danger of fraud and embezzlement.
Gordon Quinn is the founder of Cartemquin Films, a not-for-profit based in Chicago. He's also executive producer of All the Queen's Horses. He met Pope through Cartemquin's Diverse Voices in Docs program.
I felt this was a really important story. We make films because we want them to have consequences in the world.
That's why Pope is taking her film beyond the usual theater venues. She's also booking showings in business schools so she can take the message to her fellow accountants, the people who could follow in Kathy Swanson's footsteps someday. When they discover something suspicious in the books, Pope wants them to remember what happened in Dixon and blow the whistle. I'm Susan Stevens, WNIJ News.
All the Queen's Horses begins a two-week run at the Gene Siskel Film Center in Chicago, November 10th. It's expected to air on PBS stations in Illinois, and the filmmakers are looking at their options for national distribution. Meanwhile, screenings can be requested through the film's website, allthequeenshorsesfilm.com.